Today the Mass recalls two very wonderful saints. Of course, they're all wonderful, but some are more wonderful than others. And of course, you're supposed to be saints, so hopefully you'll be wonderful saints too. But the first one is St. Lawrence of Brindisi. Of course, most Americans pronounce it Brindisi, and that is totally wrong. It turns my intestines. Which way in that? Brindisi. And Brindisi is a beautiful coastal city in the southern part of Italy, not too far from Naples on the Mediterranean coast. And there was that he was born, and he entered the Capuchin order. His studies in philosophy and theology were very successful, so much so that he was commissioned to preach, to the friars, to preach to the people of Italy, and eventually his knowledge of European languages, as well as of ancient languages, such as Latin, Greek, and Hebrew, enabled him to go around all of Europe to preach and teach and to fight heresy. He was indeed a great enemy of the heretics of the age. In the meantime, he was elected superior general of the Capuchins and ruled over the order and made the changes that had to be made. And then he resigned, and then he went about preaching again. And it was in this duty that when the Muslims sought to conquer Europe once again, St. Lawrence went to all the princes and convinced them to raise an army. Unfortunately, it was not very big. It was, I think, only 18,000 troops that went against the Turkish army that had 180,000 troops. So quite a big difference. But God does that deliberately in many ways. And so St. Lawrence rode on his horse at the front of the troops with a crucifix held high, and that in itself scared many of the superstitious troops of the Muslims. And the Christians beat them, and they were chased off once again. And then eventually, after many, many battles with the devil, with heresy, with pagans, he died in 1611 in Lisbon. I'm surprised that the people from Lisbon did not take revenge on St. Anthony's situation, because St. Anthony was really St. Anthony of Lisbon, but he died in Padua. They should have called St. Lawrence St. Lawrence of Lisbon, but they didn't. I guess he was too close to the Pope. Anyway, he was canonized, and he was made a doctor of the Church by St. John the 23rd. The other saint, not very well known, and of course her name is difficult for people to pronounce, is one of my favorite saints. Her basilica is just a few steps away, not even a block away, from the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. And I would go there very often, and that is the Virgin St. Praxedis. She was the sister of St. Pudenciana, who was also a martyr. St. Praxedis did something which was very popular at the time. This is in the second century. The early Catholics were wont to go to the places that the other Catholics were martyred. They knew they were saints. They knew their relics were very precious. And so what they did is they would come with containers and with big sponges, and they would sup up the blood of the martyrs and squeeze them into the containers and do some more. And it was while she was doing this that St. Praxedis was captured and herself martyred in the year 164 A.D. So we have a very courageous young virgin who would rather honor the saints than be afraid of the enemy. So we need to pray to her for courage. for great love and veneration of the holy relics, through which God gives us many, many blessings and many indulgences. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.